like me.
Quickly Google it now. I want to know, like, fucked up names that celebrities called their kids. And also band names.
I watched the Tyson Fury doco, and his kids' names are pretty fucking out there.
Yeah, he's a gypsy.
Yeah. It's like Athena, Adonis, Venezuela, Prince.
Isn't Athena and Adonis, like, those are like Greek goddesses?
Yeah, he started going down that line, but his first daughter was called Venezuela.
Damn. Not even like Violet or like Vanessa. It's Venezuela.
And they call it like full name. Like, they don't have a nickname for her. They call her by a full name.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And he's just had his seventh.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Mm.
He shouts out.
I just Googled fuck.
Oh, no, nice. Hell yeah.
It's all right. What was it, Google?
Did it autocomplete? Let's Google some fucks. He congratulated his wife's birth like she was a boxer in his gym, but was like a lower level. Like, he was like standing on the side with his thumb up, and he's like, another good round, Paris. Well done. Happy and healthy.
Like, he'd been training with her for weeks. Like,
yeah.
Or like the boxing promoter.
Yeah.
Like, I've been promoting this fight for 9 months.
I wonder if he's got like crazy like birthing methods.
Oh, I bet you they do. Have you watched their doco series?
I watched half of one episode.
Oh yeah. You didn't enjoy it or?
No, I just haven't watched it. I was hanging my washing out and I watched it up at the big house.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I thought it's clearly like scripted like a little bit, you know, but all those shows are. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
But I fucking loved it. Like, I'm a massive Tyson Fury fan. So like watching the ins and outs of his lifestyle and his like mental health and like the bipolar, like.
He's on an edge all the time, eh? That's why he's great television.
Yeah.
Everyone's always known he'd be good television. Yeah. Like, the dude is just so like volatile at all times. He's ready to explode. But then at the same time, I don't know. His story's pretty unique because he's like, it's all peaks and troughs. But then at any moment, he's like, I don't value money. Okay, I'm going to go buy 2 Ferraris.
Yeah.
But then I hate money. I hate myself. And he's like, but I'm the best that ever was.
But he'll like flip and he'll be like, no, I'm doing my own garbage because I'm not paying someone else to do it. It's my money. And he's like, let's buy a private jet.
Yeah, I know.
So, what?
I wonder if he actually does live a little bit more reserved. But then it was like, shit, Netflix is here. Time to touch some of this wealth.
Yeah, I think he does. Like, he lives in a massive, like, mansion. But
oh, you would.
He's
where's he based?
It's in Morecambe. So, where he is in the UK. Like,
where's that, like?
I think it's...
What's just, the closest place that I'd know?
Just out of Manchester.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But it's like... I don't get it. I understand, like, going back to where you're from, but then you, like, go to live there, but then, like, there's all these, like, small houses, and then you just, like, this giant mansion, like,
yeah.
Or, like, people are, like, on the beach, and then you just see this, like, 6'9", like, bald motherfucker running with 10 people behind him, like, every day. It's like, nice. Yeah, there's the heavyweight champion of the world running past. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I don't know. Does he fit in supercars? Aren't they traditionally for, like, tiny little coastal Italian men?
Yeah, I gotta. I think that's how they advertise them. But no, he's got a couple. But he's also got like big cars for big boy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Eventually it all works out. He was signed on for 3 seasons and then he did 1 and he was, I'm not doing it again.
Oh, he's that bipolar. It'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon the executives are just sitting there like.
Just waiting.
Yeah, one more breakdown and we'll.
The whole series is about when he retired, and then
that retirement? Everyone was like, "That's not really a retirement."
Yeah, and they show that in the doco, like you know. But he, like, him and his wife, and like, are both adamant that he's retired, and then he like can't hack it, and then comes back and fights Chisora for the third time, and like. The way he, like, flipped the switch, like, nah, I'm fighting again.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be the same thing. He'd be like, nah, we're doing Netflix again.
Yeah, hard.
Like, it'll happen.
It got criticized because of the poor timing of it, like how everyone's saying he's really avoiding the fight with Usyk. Like, it has to be made. If you're talking about unifying the belts that much and everything.
No, but it like happened, the filming of it happened well before Usyk won.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, or like at least started, like the first half of the doco is before Usyk even won his belt. So like, that can't even really be an argument. They started filming this like before that was a thing.
Yeah. And no matter what happens, the dude, everyone just wants to see him on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that's perfect for him to go in for retiring too. Because, bro, what's crazy is like, he's like late 30s.
Yeah.
Man looks 55.
Yeah, he's looked, like you go back and see photo, like things of when he was 18. His rig was the same. He just had a little bit more hair. And his voice slowly morphs into John.
So have you seen the video on like how that happened?
No.
So he actually got hit in the throat when he was sparring.
I copped the Darren Lockyer treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. He said one day he was sparring, got hit in the throat, and that's what came out that way.
I'd love for that to happen to me.
Really? You want to come out like Tyson Fury, Darren Lockyer style?
I reckon
2 packs a day.
I think that if I did that, my life would improve.
What?
There's a small part of me that's always trying to prove that I'm a man. And I think if my voice carried a bit more weight, others would follow me more.
Yeah, I don't think it would do wonders for the podcast.
That would be a slippery stream into dictatorship.
I'm not even going to do an impression. I was thinking of doing it.
Venezuela!
There you go.
Oh. I was watching a video today about like, before social media, everyone understood that celebrities are rich and famous and they lived in mansions and we all bet their life was crazy.
Yeah.
And then now that it's all kind of come out, the kind of narrative's changed. We're like, man, they're all kind of freaks and really out of touch and weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need to see that much of you now, actually.
Yeah, dial it back a bit.
Yeah. But there's some people that still, like, some celebrities attempt at being, like, normal. Is like hilarious because
especially if they've been like stars or wealthy like their whole life,
yeah,
and they've never actually had the normality,
yeah. Or they like someone will be like, oh, how much do you think that this costs? And then in their head, you can be like, I think it costs this, but I'm going to severely underplay it to sound like I came from hard times. Yeah. And they're like, milk costs 3 cents. You're like, no, it doesn't. It costs like $4. Okay, you're like, you ruined the whole bit.
Yeah,
you don't even drink milk anyway. You've got someone milking almonds out the back.
Right, I always hate those games. Like when someone asks like, oh, guess how much this costs or guess how much this, like, yeah. Like I don't want to like overshoot it and then the whole thing just becomes a waste.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'm the celebrity here.
Yeah.
But like if someone like asks me to guess something, I just go, no, just tell me.
Yeah. Like, how much do you think I paid for this? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, you either got a bargain or you got ripped off.
Yeah.
Just fill me in.
Or if I go, oh, maybe bought it for like $100. He's like, oh, nah, it was 150. But and you, so you just undershot it, like, and now
yeah, you just just opened the door for me to come in and shit on your story. Like, you could have been the hero in this tale, but you invited me in, and I've just gone and foiled the whole damn thing.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, stop asking.
What's good about the Tyson Fury, like doco? Series, docu-series, is that it's opening a lane for more sports docos. Now, I know there's hundreds before him, I'm not saying that, but I feel like, especially in like in the UK, because there's a new one coming out, and I was going to save this for my yum, but I just seen the first release trailer today of David Beckham series.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am very much looking forward to.
Is it just following him around?
No, so not like it's not like Tyson Fury's like what's happening right now. It's like how David Beckham went from like footballer to like legend footballer, but then like world famous, married pop star, and like all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so it's like a whole docuseries on how he got there, and I'm like really looking forward to that.
That'd be sweet.
Mm.
He's always like. I know David, I'm sure he's had his criticisms over the years, but I've always just assumed David Beckham's like a cool guy.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I don't like he doesn't come across as a dick, I don't think. But he's also never been someone that said too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, it depends on, like, if you ask my old man, say he's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, but is that, like,
but he's
does just, he know him as David Beckham the person?
No, of course not.
Neither.
But that's just because he played for Man U.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. It's like a predisposition that comes with putting on a shirt.
Yeah. But any man that can get posh, is it Posh Spice?
Yeah, Vicky B.
Yeah, and then, like, play in the, like, probably one of the biggest dynasties in football history, and then, like, create your brand.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, it'd be very interesting.
They were just pumping. He was, like, one of the first dudes to drop a cologne as well. And you're like, oh, you're a man's man.
Yeah.
Like, you're for the pavement pounder. Mm. The city man can wear David Beckham. I've had David Beckham sunnies before. They were great. They were probably the best pair of sunglasses. No, that's a lie. They were good sunglasses.
Yeah, like, he built his brand, and he's, like, one of those guys that, like, transcended the sport, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but, like, you know, he's mates with people like Dan Carter to, like, Tom Brady to, like,
yeah,
you know, like, it
yeah, he's a world guy.
Yeah,
he's a world guy.
Sports, like,
yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of transcending the sport, 2 weeks as a champion and potential local league coach of the year, sitting next to me on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I'll quickly say, sorry for not doing an episode last week. I completely forgot that I had to go away for most of the week for work. Otherwise, we could have just probably done 2 episodes the week before and then put it out.
Yeah. Oh, no, nah, that was pretty busy that week leading up to the finals. So, yeah. No, nah, we did it, man. Div 4 men's champions.
Nice. It was fun to see.
It was very surreal. For those that don't know, so I've coached the men's team at Tech Puna, and it came right down to the wire, right down to the last day, and we had to win the league, and we ended up winning 3-0, and it was pretty crazy and surreal to see, like, you know, like 9 months of training, you know, like preseason games, like everything, and then, like, lead up to that moment and it go down right down to the last day.
It would have been hilarious to have a film crew following you for the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy my coaching from the sideline?
Yeah, I didn't see you much.
Oh, true.
I was focused on the game. Yeah, you were very, like zoned in of to, like, what was going on.
Yeah.
Like, Connor was like, I'm going to go fuck with Andy. And I was like, maybe don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is not the game to be doing that, Connor.
Yeah. But
what do you mean then? Camera film?
I don't know. Like, I would have loved to see you. I always say, like, do you do, like, wicked speeches to, like, amp the boys up or something? Because you're coaching dudes that are, like, your age.
Yeah.
And, like, I can imagine, like, trying to get my friends around, and naturally a coach is, like, a father figure or something. Yeah. And trying to, like, get everyone in for a common cause.
People that are older than you.
Yeah.
No, I see.
Like, they turn to you for leadership and, like, direction. What's the plan?
Like, I'm slightly different as a coach. I'm not a...
I'm one of you guys.
No. I'm not a, like, get in a huddle and, like, let's do this. Mm. You know, I'm like a... Shit, like, we do the training and I'll pull them aside and, like, have, like, a one-to-one.
Hell yeah.
Have a conversation.
Yeah.
So you need to do this. I want you to do this.
Bring the best out of the individuals.
And then get back out there.
Those are the real coaches. Those are the ones that create dynasties.
Yeah. I prefer to have the one-on-one conversation.
Hmm.
Are
you an X's and O's guy?
What's that mean?
Like, if you're playing a team and you're like, look, man, they tend to go long, they run this sort of structure, so to counter that, we're going to this.
100%. That is all that I do.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's the best stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams in the league that we've played previous seasons, and then you play everyone twice, so... Had notes on every team, on who they were going to play and which position, and who our best team, our
tendencies.
Best lineup, was to counter that.
Sweet, because we do it all the time. Like, even when we're sitting watching league, we couch coach a sport we have never played, and we know nothing about. But we sit there and we talk about it like we know exactly what to do.
Yeah, I tell you what though, that couch coaching is kind of what I took into this season, like, first season as a coach.
Yeah.
right? Because you sit there and you watch games and you go, okay, what does this team need right now? What's that team doing bad? How do you counter that? How do you fix that? And that's literally all I did.
Yeah.
And then you go into trainings. Okay, we did this bad. We'll work on this. We're coming up against this team next. We're going
to
do this.
Fuck yeah, you should drag a couch to the sideline and just watch from there.
Yeah.
Get a fucking dozen beers in you.
Yeah.
Then really start becoming the Rain Man of Div 4.
Well, we get promoted next year, so.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we get promoted up to Div 3.
Are you going up to Div 3 or are you the Div 4 coach now? You're going to take in some new troops and coach Carter them?
No, that's my team. I'll stay with the same team.
Hell yeah, and all the boys are going again?
Maybe. We're undecided. Start of the season was...
Man, double or nothing.
Yeah, I know, but like, yeah. I mean, I'm not bothered. Like, I'm not that sort of guy that's like, oh, my record. It's like one win in Div 4.
One and one, man.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better.
Yeah, that's right. But still, like, I'm not going to one and done it because I want to coach throughout my life, like my kids' teams and all that, you know, as I get older. So, like, I'm not going to be like, nah, that's it. Ending on a high.
By the time that they get all the way to like being like your premier players, then going back and coaching kids, you're just tearing your hair out. Yeah. You'd be like, why don't you get it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't mean like, maybe I would like coach my kids at that age and stuff. But like, I meant more like as they get older.
Ones that matters.
Like start like teenager.
Once it's not just like you need to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. But I forgot what I was going to say now. It's gone.
Nice. What was the celebrations like? I haven't talked to you about it.
Oh, it was pretty good. We had a replica trophy. Usually on the last day, they'll have the trophy at the home ground, but because the points table was so close, they couldn't have it there. Because if we had lost, we would have lost the league sort of thing. So they didn't have a trophy there.
Where
so
was the trophy? Was it somewhere in the middle?
Nah.
Just like in a bush and it's like, you've got reps there.
Nah, it's not like that. So it'll be at prize giving on Saturday.
Fuck yeah.
Which is cool. First time seeing it. And so we had like a replica trophy all win, got photos done, and then like lifted the pretend trophy, having a bit of, dancing and that.
Yeah, seeing the boys carried on fired me the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I was hell yeah. Why did it, like, team sport is it.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Especially when you win. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, losing sucks, but winning's way better, shockingly.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a hot take. Being better than everybody else is so sick.
You would not celebrate like we did if you lost, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, it was what you knew. Like, at the end of the game, you're either drinking winner's piss or you're drinking your sorrows.
Yeah. So we went back into the changing rooms and there was bottles of champagne already in the changing rooms.
Nice champagne showers.
Had like the massive like boom box chucked on like our song sort of thing. And we're all just dancing around and just all of a sudden just champagne just like poof, like everyone just popping bottles and like couldn't see like my hand in front of my face for a little bit.
Mean.
Like, no champagne left in the bottle by the end of it. Like No one drank any of it. Just fucking massive celebration.
Just a floor suck.
And then me and Max, my co-coach, we had to clean up the change room after the boys left. And then we had drinks at the club rooms. You obviously there. Then we went down to Tackle Bars for a few drinks, watched the Warriors, and I'd like took off to. One of the lads' flats, continued the party there.
Yeah.
And then we Ubered back to our flat, and then I Ubered into town, and it was quite funny when we were in headquarters in town, the other team that came second turned up to headquarters, and we were just giving them shit, which I feel a little bit bad about, but I was also way too far gone.
Did they receive it well? Were they like, oh... At the end of the day.
They did.
It's all fun and sport.
They did, but the boys just were so insisting that it got a little too much. It started to irk them. And as soon as I saw that on one of their faces that they wanted to kill me, I was like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. All right, like, later, loser.
Yeah, not that he could do anything about it, to be honest, but because we had like our full squad there.
Yeah.
I think some dude's still in his shirt in town.
Yeah. Oh, well, dude. Enjoy Div 4 again next year.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that actually works, though, because usually the top two get promoted, but we only had, like, 8 teams in our league. It was cut short because the Women's World Cup, and it was all a bit weird. So
when the two just below come up?
Yeah, like top two go up.
And then the two from the five come to four?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'll have to ask.
Mm.
The head of football's a close friend.
Yeah, so wild celebrations. We went well into the early morning to the sunrise. And that's where I'll
scattered.
Leave that. Yeah.
Dude, when we were driving to the game, I drove to the game with Connor. You've driven with Connor before.
Yeah.
That I struggle, like, what I don't get with those. I'm umbrellaing the O'Learys into this because I've driven with them all. I don't know. I can't tell if they're really good drivers or not good drivers. The only reason I say that is because they care about motorsport and they care about cars and tinker with engines.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think you're a good driver because you're into this kind of shit. But then while we were driving, Connor was like, we were driving on the motorway and you have to go turn off and go south to head towards Takapuna from Constellation, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I always mess this up. I always end up heading north. And as he was saying that, he was just pulling off into the northern motorway. It was Connor, and then just ripped a couple lanes.
I have made that mistake once going that way.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. The man's got like four arms when he's driving.
Yeah. Dude, I was driving with Amon once, his brother, and we just went down the road to get Smoko, and he was like, yeah, we were driving around the road down the road to get Smoko. We were coming back to site, and we were driving through like a development, and in the distance you could see kind of like earthwork starting to put roads down, and his old boss, he used to do curbing, and we approached this roundabout, and Amon goes, oh, is that Blair? His head is at a right angle. He's looking straight outside the window. But he knows that once we get to the roundabout, we have to turn left. So it's 180 degrees to where his head is at. So he makes the decision to preempt the turn, stays looking right, and just rips it left. But he guesses where the roundabout is about 30 meters too early and just smokes it into the curb. We just hop up the curb and we're on the footpath. And people walking, we're in Millwater. He just hops the curb, goes straight up onto someone's front lawn, and then just goes, oh.
I got two questions. Who the fuck is Blair? And was it even him?
I don't know, man. He's always just like, you know, they like the way that like they talk sometimes. I say like I'm really like singling them out here, but
it's all from love.
Yeah, it is. But then like they talk like, you know, like Amon's guilty of it, and we give him shit for it all the time, and he laughs about it as well. So this isn't mean. He talks like he knows everyone that you know, and he's like, oh, it's Blair, and you're like, who the fuck's Blair, dude?
Connor does that too.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, who the fuck is Blair? Because they are like. They always do it like, oh, I'm with so-and-so. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know that person.
Yeah. We had this classic one once where Amon was just, we drove past a car and he just big arm out the window and turned to us. He's like, Nick the Roofer. We're like, dude, I don't give a fuck who Nick the Roofer is. Get me and my hot lunch back to site. We were driving through Whenuapai, me and Connor, and
social bunch.
There is one speed bump through all of there, and Connor just hit it, fucking smoked it, and we just hopped over it, and he goes, fuck, I forget about that bump. And I was like, it's signed for like a kilometer.
The only one in Kumu.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm like, are you a great driver? I can't tell.
Yeah, I think forgetful? I don't know. I feel like the distraction's there for them. Oh, sorry. Mm. Like we've talked about his cons, like the roundabout incident. I don't know. It's like ciggy in one hand, milkshake in the other, pie in the third hand, and then like trying to indicate and drive manual while on the phone, and it was like.
The Ganesh.
Yeah. In full, like, Indian Ganesh, like, driving. Yeah. We still somehow survive.
Mm. That was good shit. Man, I went to, I was away all of last week at a conference.
Yeah, so tell me, how'd that go?
We had our annual work conference, which...
Sick.
Well, yeah.
Conference.
Yeah, this year was in Queenstown, which, if anyone knows anything about New Zealand, is the coolest place.
Nice.
Went down there on the Tuesday, got put up at the Heritage or the Four Seasons or something, a nice hotel, which was cool. Got a room to myself, big fat bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, man, all for me? Are you kidding me? But no, it was like, it was really worky. It was worky. There was like this level of...
Did you get like go into like the conference when you get like a badge and you're like...
Yeah, I had a name tag.
Oh, shit.
I had a name tag. Yeah, shit.
That's so cool.
Venezuela. But we went in there and it was just all like same old shit. Like people asking questions, us getting answers, us not being happy with the answers, people rebuttal. And then we all turn on to the engineers and we're like, this, this, and this. And he's like, dude, I can't answer you right now. I'll get back to you.
Classic.
Yeah. And then it's like factory updates from our manufacturers and kind of all that shit that just made me go to sleep.
Did you have like your own stall or was it like you walking around other stalls?
Nah, it wasn't like a tech conference or anything.
That's what I'm picturing, like a giant warehouse in Queenstown somewhere. Like, yeah. And just all the different KiwiSpan sheds.
Nah, so it's like we all sit at round tables and there's bowls of lollies and you get your water filled and they bring around snacks and that.
Oh, hell yeah.
And there is like someone is, it's kind of like, have you watched like the Apple conferences where they're unveiling an iPhone?
Right.
And someone's there with a speaker and there's slideshows going and they'll be talking and then they'll be like, and this, this, and this. And then they click it and it goes to the next slide and they're like, this,
oh,
we're unveiling this. And everyone's like,
oh. Jared's there just mouthful of lollies.
Huh? Bro, I drew through a whole notepad. I got given a notepad to make notes and I scribbled through the whole thing.
Damn.
I was just, because it's like, how much of this can I retain? And then the second that they said we'll be sending you the slideshows afterwards, I just watched like 50 people mentally check out. Because all it really is sweet. Everyone, because it's our company's franchised out, we all get to meet. Everyone bitches about work and then we all get on the piss.
Hell yeah. I was about to ask, like, where was the party animals? Could you pick them out?
Oh, yeah, man. There is. It's a couple of old dogs that get let off the leash for a couple of days.
They walking around the conference, like, swinging their name tags, like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, man. As soon as it's like, okay, we go. So you get, like, emailed an itinerary. And we go do our things, and we finish the conference. And then they're like, okay, you've got 2 hours of free time. Go have a shit and a shower and a shave. And then meet outside at 5 o'clock, and we're going to a secret location.
Ooh.
And that was, we went outside, there was a bus that picked us up, that took us out to like a go-karting track. Everybody went go-karting. Like I said, I enjoyed it. It was really fun. I was wearing Doc Martens, and the pedal was a weird shape, and my boot was jammed, I realized afterwards. So at point was my foot to the floor. I was like, my cart's super slow. Bro, it was like you went up and down hills and shit, and they said, they were like, okay, just at no point kind of accelerate, brake, and turn at the same time. We'll just skid out. And I got T-boned and span out going downhill, and they stopped the track, and the dude ran on. He's like, what did I say? You don't turn and brake? And I was like, I didn't. But I was saying it through, like, my cheeks all mushed together, through a helmet, I had a hairnet on. And I was like, my cart's slow. And
fuck, that would piss me off. Dweeb getting on the, like, telling me off, and you can't snap back at him because you
switched up. There's like 8 of us racing, and then all other, like, 40-something people just watching. Everyone's waiting for their turn. And everyone's on the piss, so they're all getting loud. And then as soon as I got off and walked out, everyone was like, scared to put your foot down, huh? And I was like, my cart. Oh. And they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, my boot jammed. In the end, I was like, dude, I sound like a friggin' windy little cuck. So I just copped it. I was like, yeah, whatever. You guys care more than I do, and that's embarrassing for you.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, man? Like, this is like the guy that like tries the hardest and then wins and goes like, I am the go-kart champion.
Actually, seeing the guy that won, I was like, you are flying, man. That is really impressive. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, dude, I kart like twice a week. Oh. I was like, okay.
Virgin.
Yeah, I bet you shower less.
Like, go-karts and, like, bumper cars, when you, like, crash into people and stuff, like, I can't stand that. Yeah. It irks me.
Yeah, I want to bury myself in a hole.
Yeah, I'm just like, let me just cruise. Like,
my mum was there. She came down for, like, the trip because mum and dad were doing a bit of a trip around the south afterwards. Though my mum got out of everybody. She came dead last for slowest lap every lap. She was so slow. It was hilarious. She got lapped by an 86-year-old.
What? Yeah.
But then after that, once we finished that, they were like, okay, sweet. Jump back on the bus. They took us to dinner. We had dinner. We did a bit of like a pub quiz while we did dinner.
Cool.
Yeah, that was actually pretty sweet. I sat next to the CEO. Ooh. And he was kind of like prodding and prying because I'm the youngest person in my role in the country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. That's impressive.
Yeah. And he was kind of saying like, oh, you know, you're doing this, this, and this, buttering me up. And I was like, look, if you want a drink, you're going the right way about it. And
say more.
Yeah. And then after that was like, all right, time to get on the piss. And I was like, fuck your go-karts. This is where I work.
Yeah. This is where Jerry comes first.
I started putting in the time. And then Dad's usually pretty rogue on it as well, but since Mum was there, he was like, I'm out, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going missing, yeah, what you did last year. Oh.
Still on the go-kart track.
But I was polishing off. I was making use of that tab like a fucking owe me money.
Fuck yeah, yeah, tab.
Yeah, it got to about, just jumping around different bars around Queenstown and that, on a Tuesday night of all things. Got to about 2:30 in the morning, and then people were like, all right, we're starting again tomorrow. Like, conference kicks off at 9, so it would be smart of us to call it now. And I was like, okay, sweet, we'll call it. Went back in, and my young, sprightly body woke up, and I was ready for conference at 9 o'clock in the morning, feeling good about everything.
What?
And I was back in there, ready to learn, kind of hating myself, but I was just slamming coffees. Like, I have one coffee in the morning, and then that's kind of me for the day. I had 3 coffees before 10 o'clock, and I was tired, but I was jittery.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't focus on anything for more than, like, 6 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
So watching slideshows for 7 hours was, like, mind-numbing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Not to say I didn't treat myself to a little continental breakfast beforehand, thank you to the hotel. Yeah. Am I having fruit? Yes. Am I having pastries? Yes. Am I having pavlova for breakfast? Yes. With Milo on it.
Fuck, that sounds like a treat.
Yeah, it was. Then the next night was the bigger night. So that was the night where not everyone went hard on the first night because they were kind of like...
It sounds like the festival. It's like a 3-day festival. Like on the first night, everyone, like, they went a little bit harder than they probably should have, but then, like, second night, so there's a big night, there's a lot of good acts in the first night, jitters. Yeah, second night's pretty good because there's, like, always a good lineup because that person's going somewhere else to play New Year's night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, second night was, like, we all got through it, and then they were like, okay, you got 3 hours off. So everyone, all the old boys just caught up on sleep.
Yeah.
Everyone just went and had a sleep. And then we all met down maybe like an hour before we were supposed to go somewhere and had just beers at the pub, beers at the bar, headed out, had like a nice dinner. And then from there, everyone was like, let's punish the piss. I was like, fuck yeah. Okay. Back into my work. And this time, the night before, I had done a lot of like, cause I'm naturally shy first meeting, but I've met these people a couple of times now. Like, not my first rodeo, should I say.
Mm.
And we went around, and then by this time I'm quite friendly with everybody. So it was like me kind of being like, all right, get on my back. I'll take you with me. which is what I said to 65-year-old Warwick. And
you just work in the crowd, like, finger pointing and, like, name dropping.
Oh,
like-
yeah. And then it got to the point where they were like, oh, we need to go, like, okay, let's relocate. Let's find some bars that we didn't go to last night. And there's nothing better than knowing an area when no one else knows it. And I'm like, they're like, we need to get here, and Google Maps says we should walk up this road and this road. I'm like, come with me down this alleyway. It's going to shave off 30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
30 years of their life.
Yeah. But then by this point, some of the oldies were starting to get a bit cross-eyed and far out,
man.
Gave
me an image.
Yeah. I went into the toilet and some dude just completely bumped me. I turned around and he was standing there. This guy didn't work for us, by the way. He was just a random in the bathroom. Hammered. Canadian dude. And he's got his hands up and he's like, this is a real party. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, the tunes have picked up. Everything's going well. Hands are up. Sausages out. And he is just pissing himself.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, man, look at your pants.
Oh, no.
And he was like, what? You can't piss like this? And then I don't know what it is about being a man, but like, the strength of your stream directly correlates to, like, how manly you are.
Yeah.
So I was like, you don't want to fucking tell me how much I can piss. And I just turned into the trough and just, like, and just let out this, like, thunderous stream.
I'm a real man.
Yeah, just ricocheting everywhere. It's not going down. It's just going straight at a, it's, like, perpendicular to my torso. Just going, unloading a full clip.
Backsplash on the shirt, even.
Yeah. But then, like, in doing that, it just got to a point where it was just like, done. And I was like, oh.
He can't last. He's not a man.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's I'm out of, I'm finished weeing.
You're more of a man than the Canadian pissing himself going, it's a real party.
Yeah.
It's like a whole, like, I know they're Canadian, but that's the whole American thing. Like, yeah. they can't handle their piss. Like, they, unfortunately, New Zealanders like to drink when they're fucking 13, 14 years old. So by the time they become of age, they can handle their piss.
I've been a few places. Look, it's Kiwis, Australians, and English. They can drink. I haven't run into too many Irish. I'm assuming they can drink too. I'm not counting like Bulgarians and Polish in there. I don't think I'll ever come across them in my lifetime.
Mind you, they could probably handle their piss of like spirits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I ain't drinking a whole bottle of vodka straight.
No, I'll be throwing up on myself. But it did get to the point, though, where it was, like, getting late. It was, like, 3:30. Some places were like, look, we're shutting up soon. 4 o'clock cutoff kind of thing.
Is it like that in Queenstown as well?
A lot of places, it's half and half. It's 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Right.
So, like, one side of the road might be 1 o'clock, one might be 4 o'clock. It depends if they're classed as, like, a pub or a club. So, a club can go till four.
Bring back the all-nighters.
Yeah, I know, right? Give me some daylight.
Yeah.
But the best thing about conference, dude, you're getting fed all the time.
Yeah.
So, but that also...
Yeah, what were the meals like?
So continental breakfast. I could eat around the world.
Mm.
And then for lunch, it was good. I don't know if someone, like, put in the good word, but after the first night of being on the piss, everyone was coming in a bit dusty.
Mm.
So, the next day, when we went out for lunch... All the hotel made, because they're usually like some salads, some meat, maybe like a chicken dish. It was bacon and egg rolls, big fat like pasta carbonara, like things that you're like, these don't go together, but because they're served next to each other, I'm just going to eat it all.
Yeah.
So I was it kind of going from a full belly being backed into like trying to just put back mega amounts of booze was I was full the entire time. At no point was I not bloated.
Oh no.
Which sucks. I don't have the intuition to be like, Jared, don't eat right now. You're not hungry. Like I just wish my inner signals would be like, all right, man, like maybe don't eat. Or like, I wish I could only eat when I'm hungry, but I will always eat when there's food in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I don't know. I assume that's evolution.
No, but I've also seen you go the other way of like, it is going to be a big night. I am not eating.
That's for another reason.
True.
I need other shit firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But yeah, that was about it, man. It was fucking sick. I had a really good time. Good to see all the folk.
Mm.
And then
I wonder if they're all like talking about like about yourself, like the youngest general manager, like, man, like next year's conference, like, oh, I hope Jerry's going. Were you like,
nah, dude, my dad's the freaking highlight of the thing.
Oh, was because he like tie around the head, like shirt off on the table or something?
He was freaking karaoke riding a mechanical bull last year. Oh,
sick.
Lost his pants. Bro, I went home before him last year, and then they said they were walking home with him back to the hotel, and he just ducked down a side street. When they looked around the corner, he was just gone.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's a mean smoke bomb.
Yeah.
Nice.
He wasn't home. He just stayed out longer. That was in Wellington as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go on, Pops.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
But seeing a couple of the oldies, man, like, by the end of the night, we were hitting some clubs, which was, like, younger folk, like, young, like, even I was like, oh, this is like a young person crowd.
Yeah.
And or some watching some of the boys operate. We had to put a stop to it, man.
True.
Yeah, bro. They were like a girl just walked past and this dude no shit goes nom 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 nom.
Oh no.
And like goes to like tickle her butt.
Oh no.
And bro, the how quickly anyone that wasn't a 50-year-old bloke was like, nope, stop, halt. No.
Oh my god.
And then he was like, what? What?
Like they've done nothing wrong. They can't understand.
Look, I didn't even touch her. And I was like, dude, look at her, man. She's pointing at you with her friends and they're leaving. Like you freaked the girls out. Yeah,
could be your granddaughter, mate.
Yeah. Bro, I jumped on the next part of the story.
Mm.
The flight home. So I get dropped to the airport. I'm riding solo home. Friday morning, and I get to the airport, I go to get my boarding pass, it spits out a boarding pass, it doesn't have anything on it, it just says error, and I was like, great, sweet, went to check in again so I could get my bag tags, and it was like, no, you already checked in, and I was like, well, fuck me, and then I went to go to the, like, counter to say, you know, yoo-hoo, you guys have effed up, and I don't want to think for myself right now.
You have such bad luck at airports, eh? Hey?
Yeah, bro.
It's phenomenal.
Who cuts me off? None other than a lady that's checking in two dogs.
Oh.
In cases. One of them goes without a sitch. The other one, she was like, I'm just going to let him out to stretch his legs. He won't go anywhere. She opens the door, bro, and this Jack Russell just fucking pins it.
Yeah, of course it does.
And she was like, Junie. And I was like, bruh, that thing's smelling fresh sushi down the other end of the airport. It's not coming back. Queenstown Airport, pretty small place.
Yeah.
But always busy.
Yeah.
Fuck. But she wouldn't. I was like, in my head, I was like, naturally, this woman will go fetch her dog. I will cut in line, and this will all be over.
Yeah, right? That's the that is the natural progression of things right there.
But she goes, she just turned to an Air New Zealand person. She's like, would you mind grabbing my dog? I'll look after this one that's here. And I was like, no way.
What?
Looked at the lady, I was like, oh, bangles, lippy, hair's done. You're flying to Auckland. I've seen you before. Like, this is, you're like, it's like a Herne Bay mum or something like that. No disses to the affluent mums of central Auckland. So that all, eventually it all goes over. I had my headphones in, I was zoning out. I went and smashed like a friggin' salami, pesto and mozzarella roll, sat and had a coffee and watched the Rugby World Cup while I was waiting for my flight, and then get on the flight, exit row to myself. I'm like, oh fuck yes. Hell things yeah. Couldn't be better. Who comes bustling down the plane?
Fuck off.
Bro, this lady, now dogless, should I say, but she goes, I'm by the window there. And I was like, cool bananas, man. She takes her phone, her wallet, and keys out of her pocket, throws them in my lap. And she goes, hold these for a sec. And I was like, bro, how quickly I picked them up and just threw them on the seat beside me and eyeballed her. It wasn't even an eyeball. She was standing up. I didn't tilt my head to look up at her. I kept looking straight and put my eyes right up at her to make myself look real cross.
Give her the brow.
Yeah, I gave her the brow. Got real Neanderthal-y on her.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just kind of came past. And then she apologized. She was like, sorry, it's kind of been a hectic thing. She's like, you've seen it. And I was you've ruined my whole thing.
Yeah.
You've ruined my shit.
You think you're having a bad day, lady.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I'm tired.
Not your valet boy. Don't throw your keys at me.
I'm just starting to decompress after being full for near on a week.
Yeah, fuck you. Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean like you put it on someone else.
Yeah, I know. And then she tries to break bread because we take off. And
try to start talk to you.
No, she, okay. First thing she does is she sits down and then she has all these pamphlets on her about like the election that's coming up and it's all like policy things. And I was like, ah. And she was like, you can read these if you want. And I was like, man, I'm watching Netflix. I was like, thanks, but no thanks. And then as soon as the plane took off, we hit some turbulence. It was really windy when we were leaving. And she like launched across the seat and grabbed my arm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she was like, I don't do well in turbulence. And I was like, fuck, man, they just warned us there's going to be heaps of turbulence.
Not going to lie, I would probably do that too. I'm a grabber, a squeezer. I don't know what you want to call it.
Getting handsy.
No, I try not to. The person next to me, it's usually like the seat or something or my own like.
There was a seat in between us. I was aisle, she was window, and she leapt across. She's like, I need humans. And then,
fucking
and then after that, she started playing a French film out loud.
What?
Yeah, I was just like, lady, it's 2023. Like, I had two brain cells bouncing around my head after the week that I had just had.
Yeah.
And this lady was a parasite to both of them.
Oh, man.
And then I got home and it was like midday on Friday and I had the rest of the day off and I chilled out and it was sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of election, I know it was my yuck not too long ago that it's like election time, but things are really starting to heat up and I'm kind of enjoying it. Like, you know how like Kiwi culture's like a third American, a third British, and like a third our own thing. Like we're, like the whole election thing's gone like really like American. Like
yeah.
Like the whole I was watching YouTube the other day and there's like a full blown like sledging ad on like Christopher Luxon. It's like Christopher Luxon and it's like in black and white and it's like he doesn't care about our country. And I was like, we're going like full Simpsons mode on
Hinga
it.
Chaka one of us.
Yeah, it's like
I think it only comes from like the lack of leadership that we're seeing in the parties and that. And then it's really starting to turn the people against each other. Like we're so desperate for change, but there's like, we're really short on options.
Yeah. There's not very good options
at
all.
People are doing whatever they can to just like secure a vote.
Yeah. And then they're starting to like bash each other and the whole sign situation, like the tagging on the signs, the cutouts and everything, they're so fucking creative.
Oh, my God. The Corflute signs that are up around everywhere. I know we've already talked about it, but at what point are you like, really, how many votes are we getting from this? Because they are just vandalized so quickly, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and I'll come back to that. I saw, like, came off the motorway, and there was, like, 20 people on the side of the road with, like, national signs, like, honk, like, you know, like, woo, and I'm just, like, driving past, like, no.
Like, don't honk for simple things like that.
Yeah, like, I could have been any party. That's not a against national thing, but it was just like, don't you guys have a life?
Yeah.
Like, you guys volunteering to, like, this? Like,
dude, I don't get volunteering in general.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, firefighting and army stuff. Like that's kind of cool. Like, you know, like, I got to respect for that.
But there's a level of it where you're like, I'm doing this for me because it looks good.
Yeah. But back on the signs, right? Like I was saying, the graffiti and the tagging and the cutouts are like really creative. And the best one I saw, right? It's in Henderson. Someone had Googled woman, like the description of woman. And you know when you like Google the description of something on Google?
Yeah.
And it comes up.
Your definition.
The definition. And they'd printed that and slapped it right underneath Chris Hipkins.
Simple like, but pure.
It's the best fucking
it's right under your nose
I've
though.
Ever seen. They didn't even like tag like bitch or like, you know, like a real offensive thing. They just like woman and they like Google font like sticked it on there. I was like, that is fucking good. I was like, fucking take that, you bitch.
That's funny.
The whole thing of him like going back on the whole like mandated vaccine thing. I don't know if you've seen those videos.
Nah. I did the 30-question questionnaire thing about, like, they give you 30 questions. You can say, like, strongly agree, strongly disagree, I'm in the middle. And then it kind of gives you out who they think you should vote for.
Mm.
I got an even split across every single party.
Oh.
And I was like, that's my lunch break wasted.
But that's true, right? Like, that you would take parts of every party and be like, yeah, that's good, that's good, that's good.
Yeah.
But it's all the fucking bad that comes with every other party. You shouldn't have to choose between, like, lesser of two evils.
In a perfect world, yeah. But I think, like I was saying, I might have said it on the podcast, it's getting to the point now where so many younger people are just being like, why the fuck would I have that job? And the people that are actually in the job now is just people that, like, we've got real leaders in the world, but why would you go be a politician when you could start your own business and then get followers that way?
Mm.
And then you'll just get to a point where you don't need to worry about who's in government because you're completely self-functional.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
Neither's.
Yeah. But keep up the good work,
guys.
Vandalism.
Yeah. Crime rises.
Yeah. that's so fucking good. I can't wait for more.
Have you watched... Sorry, I was going to completely change
topic. No, go for it.
Have you watched Alone on Netflix? It's a show?
No.
It's in, like, season 7 now, and I've only just flicked it on now. Bro, it is 10... It only sparked me up because you were talking about America. It's 10 American men and women. They get dropped into, like, Alaska or, like, the northern, like, the Arctic, and they are all survival enthusiasts.
Right.
And they all get dropped at different points, and you can take, like, a couple of things with you. So you take, like, a bow and arrow, some wire, and, like, maybe, like, a hacksaw to cut a tree down or something.
Yeah.
And you don't get told when other people quit, but it's just last man standing, and you are all in different areas.
Do they tell them when they're the last person, or do they just keep going?
Yeah, so when the second to last person drops out, then it's like,
out there.
Yeah, we'll just see you. Like, you can run it out for a bit, but then eventually they're like, by the way, you won. When it gets 500K...
Yeah.
And
damn.
Yeah. Watching it is hilarious.
I got like a lot of questions. Are they like close proximity? Or is
they're
it
all
like,
within the same like forest, but they're all tens of kilometers away from each other.
So they don't have any interaction with each other. Like,
they don't know how many people are entered in the thing.
Oh, true.
So it's a mix of one of the dudes had lived with a tribe in Siberia. He's an American dude. A couple of them are just mega enthusiasts of the show, so they're like, I've got the game plan in my head, I know what's going to work best.
Yeah.
Some of them are like, I teach, like, I'm a scout leader, but I'm a sailing enthusiast, and...
Man's fucking hung with, like, tribes in Siberia, and the other one's like, I've got my purple badge.
They all know their shit, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, so... Fuck. One of them was like... The one that cracked me up, I actually made a couple of notes on some characters.
Bro... Like, do they go, like, full, like, Hunger Games mode? Like, because, like, the people were watching it. Do they, like, go, all right, release the bees? Like,
bro, they're in, like, there's enough going on. So, the biggest battle that the people have is hunger and their own mind.
Mm.
Because you don't realize how loopy someone can go with not being able to see another human. So, some of these people have gone, so where I'm up to now, I haven't finished the season yet. Some of them, so there was a guy, Nathan, and he was like, he went into it like, I'm going to clutch this out. There's no way I'm losing. He did the whole story of like, this money is going towards my granddaughters, and I love them. I'm a survival enthusiast. I'm out in the woods every single weekend. On day two, the dude trips over on a rock and breaks his leg.
Oh.
But he was the most like, dude, no one can fuck with me. So it was like seeing someone get their just desserts. Yeah, man. He was pretty old as well. So he got lifted out. A couple of them, which was kind of funny.
Sorry, was it American?
All American.
Yeah.
So a couple of them.
See, everyone else's like humility goes with age, except Americans.
Yeah.
They keep it like, yeah, anyway.
There was one guy that in the early things, I was like, oh, this dude's the man. And then I didn't realize because they kind of weren't tracking it on the show. He just looked at the camera. Like, you just get like a camera and a tripod and you kind of have to film yourself.
Mm.
And he just turned to the camera and he's like, I haven't eaten in 19 days. He was like, all I've eaten is berries. And he had a squirrel that hung around his shelter. So the first thing they did, everyone brought shelter, everyone built a shelter, and then everyone made little traps, like snares, to go get like rabbits and possums and not possums, but this guy, he has a squirrel that's around him all the time. It's just one squirrel, and he kind of got shafted because he got dropped beside a lake, which was good, but it was horrible fishing. And all the forest that was behind him, there had recently been a fire, so there's no life around. But there's this one squirrel that hangs around. And he says early, he was like, that squirrel is, it's my friend, I'm not going to eat it. And he gets to the point where he was like, dude, I need to eat. Like, this is going to be the end of me if I don't. He just goes, bow and arrow, this freaking squirrel. Skins it, cooks it, eat it. While he's eating it, he's like, this is mean. 2 days later, has a full breakdown, and he was like, I feel like I've lost a family. He was like, that was all I had. He was like, I give everything to this bush, and it gave me solidarity. It gave me a friend, and I killed him and ate him. And he had a breakdown, and then he's just sitting there, like, holding the radio, and you have to, like, radio in, and he's just sitting beside the lake, and he was just like, I'm tapping out. And he was like, I just need to see someone. He's like, I need human interaction.
Damn.
Yeah.
Poor squirrel.
Two other dudes were completely fucked up. One guy caught a big trout, and he was like, hell yeah, this thing's pregnant. There's a million eggs in it. Like, that's really good for to get some good fats and everything. He cuts it open, squirts all the eggs into his mouth, and then it cuts to him at night, and he was just shitting and vomiting everywhere.
Oh, man.
He ends up tapping out. Same thing that happened to another dude. Catches, like, a swamp rat.
Yuck.
Skins it, eats it.
No.
And then, no shit, word for word, he's laying down in his hut, and he's like, I feel like there's something moving inside me, full of parasites and everything.
Oh.
Has to tap out. Where I'm at right now, the guy that was in Siberia, with the Siberian tribe, just shot a moose.
Oh.
He got a moose, bro. He shot it in midday. He sat there and waited for it to bleed out for like 5 hours, butchered it on site, had to walk it in sections a quarter mile all the way back to his site. By the time he gets back, it's like midnight, 1 a.m. He hangs all his meat up, and then when he wakes up, he's surrounded by wolverines.
Oh my god! What the fuck, is he okay?
Yeah. We'll find out. That's where I'm up to.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
I'm there. I'm right there with you. Is there anyone that's like absolutely killing it? Like the Siberian.
There's one lady that is. She's mean forager. So she's like, you can eat these leaves, you can eat these berries. She's like, grinded down tree roots for basic kinda teas.
Cool, but like,
yeah, but she was saying like,
expert forager.
Yeah, but she was like, I need protein. And eventually she finds like a, what would be maybe equivalent to like a pheasant or something, and she eats that. But in terms of like, I'm at the point now where everyone mentally, the fun's gone. The idea of being out in the woods is gone, and now everyone's in survival mode, and she's still quite like, oh god, I'm just so happy to be here. I'm like, oh sweet, you're still, she seems the one that's most like in tune. Another lady, she was doing really well, and then she accidentally shot her own leg with an arrow, and she was
Cheetah
like
Bob.
Yeah, yeah, right. Full cheetah bombed it, and then she was just like, oh man, I'm at huge risk of infection.
Oh no. How, like, okay, how many days are they in, like,
right, like nearly a month.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's rough.
So I think going off what I've kind of picked up along the way, if you can do 100 days, you're going to go close to winning.
Shit. I've done 4 days with nothing but the clothes on my back.
Yeah.
Catching.
And 3 dozen Milo bars.
No food. Nothing but clothes on my back. And yeah, and I did like 3 nights, 4 days, catching food and stuff like that.
But one fella was doing pretty well, and he woke up to wolverine tracks. Problem is, now the weather's turning.
Are they wolverines?
Wolverines, yeah. They're like kind of like a wolf fox.
Are they real things?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a
kind of like a wolverine. Like a cool honey badger.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I didn't know that before now. Now I'm an expert. So I'm going to act like I know.
Who the fuck knew that wolverines were real?
Not me. Like reindeer.
Are they real?
Yeah, I know. Oh. But like, I was where you are at with wolverines. I have been at with reindeer.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a mythical thing.
What's that? What's the main one's name? Rudolph.
Yeah, he goes all right. Yeah. But yeah, this is one dude, and he sees like he's pushing shit uphill the whole time, and he sees wolverine tracks, and he's like, "Fuck, yeah, I'm gonna follow and kill this thing." Immediately, a dumb decision. He's like 3 miles away from camp.
They've and just lured him in.
Bro, the snow just sets in. He completely loses sight of the tracks. And he was like, man, I've used enough calories like to just to get here would have been my next 3 days' energy. And he was like, "This we've kind of been left on a cliffhanger with that. He's fucking, what's 3 miles? Maybe like...
What if someone like dies while filming this? They can't release that shit.
I don't know, man. I'm sure that like as soon as they radio, people are close. Yeah. So there's always a boat. So they're all near... like there's a huge lake, they're all in different parts around the lake, so they've all got fishing options. And whenever they radio in, the boat just comes straight through. And I assume that there would be radio contact for the equipment that they have to use. So if they were like, "Oh, just letting you know your camera's died, you're not filming anymore, you need to change the battery," because they need to capture everything because there's no one around. So
yeah, and they must have to be like, I wonder if the footage that they're capturing is like sent live to the producers, you know, so they're watching
it's just GoPros.
Or something, because they'd be like, "Oh, I'm going out of my..."
They've got to take the cameras with them.
Yeah, I'm leaving my village now to go hunt for this, you know what I mean? Because they could easily lose them.
Yeah, 100%.
And then if they go radio and go, "Yeah, I need help," and then that's GPS'd all they hear. Or something,
eh? Like mega, like satellite GPS'd.
Yeah, to the fucking inch.
Nth degree. So that was what I was watching on the plane while I was being pinned down by this lady.
from where? Hampton Downs, would you say?
Oh, Herne Bay.
Herne Bay. Yeah, close enough.
Said I was like, "Fuck, I'll skin you and eat your dog right now."
So I saw an article today about what this Aussie mum's called her baby. And by the time this comes out, probably a lot of people have already heard this.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it to you earlier, and you said you hadn't heard it.
No, I haven't.
So, in the name of media and research, she has called her new baby boy Methamphetamine Rules.
Is she lying?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That kid's the truth.
Yeah. Like, that is bonkers.
Well, now she spelled it.
Like methamphetamine.
Just straight
rules.
Up methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, apparently she's like a journalist and tried to talk to, what is it, like the death, birth, and marriage council, whatever, like what you can call your kids. And they weren't getting back to her, like with like guidelines and things like this. And it was all for research, for media. And she just happened to be pregnant and decided to test the waters and see, because what happens is if they name their kid something that can't be named, they give them like a default name.
Yeah.
And it came back not without a default name. So she just called her baby Methamphetamine Rules.
Dude, don't let your... I don't know why I have to say this on a podcast, but I'm going to say... Don't let your kid be a social experiment for your job.
Yeah.
That's wacky, man.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fucking crazy.
Like, heroin actually sounds like a name, at least. Heroin's a good thing.
Or heroin. Yeah. You could spell it the same.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, anyway. Yeah. Fucking nuts.
Freebasing crack cocaine Jared Stanton.
Rules.
Yeah, rules as well. Rules. That's like the equivalent of having like rocks, R-O-X, at the end of your Hotmail account.
Yeah, it rocks, man. It rocks so hard.
Yeah, it rules.
This is methamphetamine rules, says by the person that's never had any MDMA in their life.
At that point, this lady's going to have to get on the bags.
Or the kid.
Yeah. Nice.
Hmm.
Should we yuck and yum? How long have we gone?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, we're tracking well.
All right. My yuck this week goes to, well, not goes to, is when people are trying to talk to you when you're on the phone, but you've got AirPods in. Now, I'm not like an avid, I never was really an avid AirPod user, only maybe the last 4 or 5 months with project management.
Yeah.
Have I really delved into the AirPod scene. And I'll just be there like talking on the phone, and then like someone comes up to me and like talks to me, and then I'm like trying to tell them like, no, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
But like pointing at my face, you know, at least like when you've got your phone like next to your head, like they can see.
Yeah, it's and like don't a approach. Universal signal.
Yeah. And then like, I'm like, oh, no, I'm on the phone. And then the person on the phone's like, oh, what was that? And then you get into this whole, like, yeah. go around in circles. And I'm just like, ah. Oh.
It is. Like, it's such a pain. I'm an AirPod guy. I've had AirPods in.
Like, it sounds real, like, first world problem-y. But
it
like, is.
And also, when you try to talk to someone that has AirPods in, and you're like, take the fucking headphones out for a second.
Yeah.
But I get what you mean.
Yeah, it just really frustrates me.
You ought to turn your head, like expose the phone, expose the headphone.
No, I just do like the shucker, like next to my head now, and I go, I'm on the phone. Yeah. Like,
nice face, dude.
Yeah. And then they still try and talk to you, like they don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Like, it's like I've got to like just hold my phone up next to my AirPods, and then it completely defeats the purpose.
Yeah. Bugger that, man.
Yeah, I know I'm sounding like a whingy fucking cunt, but that was just, that was...
Hey, times change, man.
That was just the one thing that tipped me over the edge this week.
So. We're not hammer hands anymore.
or hammer heads.
My yuck this week is, I think, actually, now that I think about it, I have a feeling this has been my yuck before. Chapped lips.
Mm. I think it has too.
Damn it. Yeah. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm battling. I'm battling at the moment. As long it's that crisp southern air.
It's as long as it's not. Was it weather, roads, and I don't know, something else?
I think we've actually gone pretty well without talking about like how much upset we are with the traffic.
Yeah, and weather like that. Honestly, but it's one of those things. Like it's not that we're like strapped for topics to talk about,
but
it's,
also
it's just
yeah,
the
sorry.
Thing that just fucked us off that week, and it is always that
we don't have crazy lives that we can bring you crazy stories every week. You know what fucks me off? Traffic and weather.
Yeah.
Every week. All right,
my yuck this week, my parachute didn't open. All right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the lights on my Rolls Royce didn't shine on the ground.
Yeah, fuck.
No, we have the same shit as everybody.
Yeah.
We get stuck on the same damn motorway as you.
Yeah. Sorry, what, chap lips?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Just that?
Yep, that's it. They all suck. We've all had it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, we'll yum it. Let's ramp it up.
My yum this week goes to the NRL Dream Team, baby.
Oh, yeah, that was a good team.
Yeah.
I thought we got off very well.
I thought so, too. Mostly happy that Ivan? Nathan Cleary's not involved. I thought this was a very good Dream Team. And I'll run through it real quick. Reece Walsh at fullback, Brian To'o, and Dylan Watene-Zalesniak.
I'd be interested to see who gets winger of the year out of those two, because only one person gets it.
Yeah, it's like three warriors in this team, rightfully so, I think. Hubie Farnworth, centre, and Stephen Crichton.
Yep, there's a lock.
Yep, that's pretty on. Cam Munster and Sean Johnson.
Yep.
Our saviour.
Actually,
I saw that there was three people up for that sixth spot for Munster between
Cleary. I was going to say, I don't think Munster's had a particularly like outstanding season.
No, it was between Cleary, DCE, and Munster.
But the other two aren't.
Yeah, I know.
It's just halves in general.
Yeah, I think it was because Sean Johnson was a lock at seven. Like,
right, so they just picked two halves.
They had.
So it's interchangeable.
Had those three were getting votes.
Yeah, but Cleary and DCE both 100% don't play six. They are sevens through and through.
Yeah, so it must just be half. But it's got Johnson at halfback and Munster at 5'8". At lock, Paddy Carrigan.
Yeah.
This one I thought was a bit strange. Second row, Olakau'atu.
He had a good year.
Yeah, great player. But debut season.
No, he's not.
I thought it was.
No, he did a couple of seasons under his belt. I like him. I'm a fan of him. I think he's underutilized.
Don't know where I got that info from. But then second, my favorite New South Welshman, Liam Martin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he's an absolute dog.
He's a spaz, man, yeah. In a good way.
Yeah, like I'm a Queenslander through and through.
Fifita hard done by, I think he's had a great season.
True. He probably would have nudged Olakau'atu over for me.
Yeah.
But I think Liam Martin's an absolute dog.
Yeah.
I think he rightfully deserves that spot, and every time we play him, whether he's in a Penrith jersey or New South jersey, I am scared of him.
He's an animal, eh?
Yep. Props, no surprises, Payne Haast and Aden Fanua-Blake with Harry Grant at
hooker. Yeah, they picked themselves.
Yeah. No, I was just very happy. Like, it was interesting to see, like, a lot of it you go, oh, yeah, that's lock, you know, a lock.
Yeah.
And then some of them you're like,
is that a dream team out of the four teams that are left in the comp?
Yeah. Oh, no, Olakau'atu.
Oh, yeah, Tro.
Yeah.
Tro.
Tro.
I was going to say yo at the same time.
But it's pretty close. Yeah, it's like it's pretty split between those four clubs, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, no, it was cool. I didn't even know we did like they did a players' dream team. I don't know if it's the first year that they're doing it. Yeah, or,
it's done by bloke. It's voted.
It's fucking cool. And I'm glad and I'm happy for the Warriors boys that made it. So,
fuck yeah.
And I'm even happier, more happy that Nathan didn't make it. fuck you, Nathan Cleary.
My this week is, it was my first week harvesting my microgreens. Dude, my broccoli sprouts.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram story.
Dude, I was so amped on it. It's the perfect hobby. I've got such a small retention. Like, I can't, it has to give back to me immediately. Like, I have to see progress and have to get something out of it. Otherwise, I will get disinterested so quickly. Yeah. And it's so good. It just moves quickly. Every day, there's progress. And then it got to a point where I was like, fuck yeah. I got like 350 grams of broccoli sprouts out of it. Dude, this is fucking boring shit. But
what is broccoli sprouts like?
So, Andy, the seed is the most nutrient-dense form of the vegetable. So when we get a broccoli head, that is a mature state of the vegetable, right? It's not, that's it. From there it goes to seed and it's, so although a broccoli is still nutrient dense, the seed is the most dense thing, and then from there when it sprouts it becomes a microgreen, and then from there once it gets a thing called true leaves, then you're going into an immature plant, and then as it grows per like certain scale it gets less and less nutrient dense. So if you cull it at the microgreen stage, it has about 40 times more nutrients than a standard broccoli head per weight, like if you went scale for scale.
Mm.
So I grow them for myself. I grow them for us, myself and the lady, and we eat them, and they're really, really good for you. And
why don't you just eat the seed then?
It's gross and yuck.
Oh.
But yeah, I sprinkle them on my eggs. You can substitute them for spinach in a meal. You can put them on sandwiches for a salad. My next thing is pea shoots.
Pea shoots.
Up and then I've still got the friggin' 16 jalapeno plants going hard. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
True farmer.
Yeah, enjoying it. So I think that's it for us, man.
Yeah.
It was good to catch up.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Really looking forward to the finals footy again this weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I'm either going to be real sad next week or I'm going to be stupidly happy. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah. Go the Warriors. We'll see you next week, guys. Peace.